think about this with Kendall Jenner. She works a ton. They show that on the show. She's always gone, flying. Kylie sits in her house and does social media to promote her brand. Like, Kendall actually goes and works a ton.
Yeah.
And I think we'd be surprised. Kendall also was the one who hasn't changed her appearance much. I was thinking about this, watching all of them now. They all have had enough plastic surgery to look the same, except Kendall. Kendall's the only one who hasn't screwed up her face.
That's why she doesn't look like the other one.
That's why she's a model, and that's because she's naturally beautiful. So you see it when you see Kendall next to them, you see how much they have altered their faces, because all of them look the same. And then there's Kendall and Courtney a little bit. Courtney actually hasn't altered herself that much. She's more of a natural gal. But seeing Kendall next to Kylie or Kendall next to Kim or Kendall next to Chloe, you really see it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How much they've altered their faces.
So why do you think it's funny?
I think it's funny because, like, to report that they're not speaking because they got into a fight, like a sister fight, like...
Just normal, everyday, run-of-the-mill
stuff. That's funny to me. Like, of course they're not speaking. They'll be fine in a month. They're sisters.
They will.
Like, this is what it is. But you have to have sisters to get it, you know, or understand fights with your siblings.
Sibling fights, yes.
They're just stupid, and you move on, and just... They can report that I'm pissed at my sister all they want. Doesn't mean I'm not going to call her in a week.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I told my wife, who's an only child, I go, you missed out on all the sibling fights. You missed out on so many fights.
She did.
In the house. She did. She really does.
But you don't know the difference if you don't have siblings.
Nope. The legal experts on Facebook are split on this as to whether this was illegal or not.
So it's not even a flat out we know if you committed a crime or not?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's kind of a toss-up if it's a crime or not.
No.
I think it's kind of...
Well, if legal people are arguing about it.
Well, legal people on Facebook. We know everybody knows about the rules on Facebook. I said on Facebook, by the way. Did you miss that part where I said legal people
Facebook.
On the legal beagles on Facebook?
Facebook makes me crazy.
Yeah, it does.
I post on it and I leave. I'm not kidding. I post a picture of Owen last night. Happy birthday. I got off because I cannot scroll through the feed.
Oh, you do the old post and bounce. That's fine.
I can't. How can you these days?
That's fine.
Anyway, go on.
So I threw on our Facebook page, the Kiss FM Facebook, facebook.com/1037KissFM. Mm-hmm. Is throwing an apple core out of your window into a field littering? Is that bad to do that?
This is like the banana peel argument.
That too,
if you throw
a
banana peel out, are you littering?
Is it considered littering?
Because I think
there's different levels of littering, I think. I think,
well,
you know, throwing...
Well, if it decomposes, it's not littering.
It's biodegradable, right?
Yeah.
It's from the earth.
Yeah. That's why I don't have a problem with an apple core.
Plastic bottle? No way.
No way.
You're a clown.
No way.
Even like cigarette butts to an extent. I'm like, come on.
Well,
really? I know.
I mean, that you have to have a talk with people. Duh,
right.
Obviously.
Bottles.
That's like an obvious
bottles,
too.
Obviously. I've seen people throw entire bags out of their window, like fast food bags full
I've
of food.
I've seen that. And you're a real jerk to do
yes.
that. I mean, you got to really be on another planet to think that was necessary, that you couldn't find a trash can.
You must have been really unhappy with your order.
Something
was wrong. Like, I said no onions, son of a... Then throwing it out the window. No, but even that's not cool. But I threw an apple out the window, and my wife went, you can't do that.
Yes, you can.
And I was like, yeah, I can. I go,
yes,
that's
you can.
A field. It's an empty field. I even wait until it's an empty field to throw it, because I don't purposely throw it on someone's driveway. I'm not throwing it on the street, because I know that'd be worse. A car hits it, it's just going to sit there. I wait purposely until I get to an area where I can throw it into a field or a ditch, or not even in someone's yard. I don't like throwing it in someone's yard, because I don't want
them
to mow over
rude.
It. Yeah, I don't want someone
but
to mow over
that's
it.
That's someone's
so.
Property. But to throw it in a field where a deer or a random animal is going to eat
think.
It or it's going to... Yeah, it's
I
fine.
I think I'm serving nature by doing that. I don't think it's illegal at all.
Dude, pick up Lisa. She said she had something to say about your apple core. I'm like, she is passionate.
Good morning, Lisa.
Lisa.
Good morning, litter bug.
Litter bug? There was an apple core.
I'm just kidding. But, so, with it being biodegradable,
yeah.
I used to do the same thing.
Yeah.
I asked a police officer, is it illegal if I throw my banana peel out the window?
Okay.
And...
He said we don't care.
Well, that didn't answer if it's illegal. It just says we don't care.
That cop said he doesn't care.
But in a sense, he's like, that's a minor offense.
Right.
However, throwing apples and banana peels and such food items out your windows will cause animal death. So imagine an eagle swooping down to go get that apple, because whatever animal would do it, and getting smacked by a car. That does cause more animal deaths along the roadways.
I was confused on how she said you were causing more deaths, but now she's saying if it's in the road...
Yes.
And even if it's on the side of the road, animals will come up, run or go or wherever just to go get that food, and they're going to get smacked by a car. I almost smacked a hawk a couple weeks ago because he was trying to get something somebody threw out.
Jeez.
Was it a burrito from Taco Bell or was it an apple core?
Yeah, I would swoop in to get one of that. You'd have to swerve to not hit me if there was a burrito on the side of the road.
Well, I'm just saying save the animals, Riggs.
Well, I'm trying to help the animals, Lisa, by feeding them because they don't have...
Stop yelling at Lisa. Hold on,
Lisa.
Well,
tell her to stop yelling at me.
Well, I can't. She's got a point. Listen.
She doesn't, though. She herself said she asked a cop and said that they don't care about it.
Yeah, but she asked one cop. You could ask cops all kinds of questions and they'd have different answers for you. We've learned that in 2020. So let's not focus on that. Let's focus on what is... He's eating an apple in the car, which somehow he ended up with the apple to begin with in the car.
Yeah. So, I always do that. That's like my little snack on the way to work or when I go somewhere.
Keep a garbage bag in your car and throw it away later.
No. Throw it away when you get to work. I don't get it.
No, then it starts to smell. It needs to go back to nature where it belongs.
You're in the car for 7 minutes. What are you talking about?
And I don't want to
have
to.
You act like you're on a road trip, dude.
I don't want to hold on to my slobbery apple core.
I don't either.
No.
Do you think I want to hold on to my kids' nasty things they hand me from the back seat? But I do.
That's your fault for having kids.
Until I get to a trash can.
That's your fault.
Oh, it's not your fault. Throughout apple cores.
No, it's not.
I don't care about the apple core being thrown out, quite frankly.
All right.
But Lisa had some fair points. I mean,
there's going to be an increase in roadkill in Franklin, I swear.
There's enough roadkill, man. There's enough roadkill.
People are texting in exactly
Lisa,
what she
thank you
said.
For calling. Thank you so much.
Somebody texted in, I've
we'll
heard not to
tomorrow.
Do it because it draws animals toward the road, increasing the chances of them being hit by a car.
This is why I have a good arm. I throw it further so it's away from the road. I launch it. I make sure that it goes far away.
But somebody else said, it's like composting, isn't it? Like having your back then.
100% it
which
is.
Which they've said composting is a positive thing. We
yes.
should be doing more of that.
414-799-1037. Is it littering? Throwing an apple core or a banana peel out the side of your...
I say apple core, no. Banana peel, now you're pissing me off.
We also know that banana peels will cause the cars to slip like in Mario
really?
Kart. Doesn't that happen? What? No? Is it against the law? Is it not? I don't know. I feel like it's fine if I'm throwing an apple core out of my car window mm-hmm. into mm-hmm. like a field or something or a thicket or a meadow.
Texted in and said, if I can chuck cigarette butts out the window and it's okay, you can throw an apple core. I just want to clarify, it's not okay.
No.
You just do it. Just because you throw cigarettes out the window doesn't mean it's legal and allowed. Just so we're clear.
Right.
Okay.
It's probably a minor infraction. They're probably not going to pull you over for it, but that doesn't mean
littering,
it's right.
Dude. No. It's littering.
It is.
Okay.
And so is at the end of the day, I would think so is throwing an apple core or banana peel out of your car. But I'm thinking there's levels of this. There's,
we were saying that an apple will, you know...
It's biodegradable.
Yes, so it's a little bit different than
going
other
back,
things.
Yes.
Yeah.
414-799-1037. Who are we going to first?
Well, why don't we go to two Brianna's in East Troy.
Ooh, Brianna.
She commented on our Facebook post, and
yes.
I was like, this chick has to come in because I still don't even believe your story. Is this story, Brianna, tell the story. I don't know if I believe it. Go.
Yeah. So originally I had a ton of bananas in my car because somebody asked me to prom like this. Okay.
Oh, okay. Somebody asked you to prom. You had a lot of bananas. Got it.
Yeah. So I had one and I threw one out the window. And like 10 minutes into our drive, a cop pulled us over and asked if we were throwing bananas at people's cars.
What?
Throwing bananas at people?
Wait.
So did somebody see you and then report it? What happened?
Yeah, somebody called the cops on my license plate. So
wait, you got pulled over for throwing a banana out at no one intention. And then, so then what happens? Did you get a ticket? Did he let you go?
Yeah, he gave me a ticket. I pretty much cried because I was only 17.
You got
getting a ticket for this.
She got a ticket for throwing a banana out the window.
Was that
dude?
Your first ticket, too?
$300, yeah.
It was
this
your first
is in
ticket.
East Troy, though. They're bored, in fairness.
Oh,
go
I've,
on.
I've witnessed the
go on.
East Troy cops are super bored, yes.
Really bored.
I've encountered
go on.
Them before. They're
yes, love them, yeah. So, yep. And then the judge let me go, though. He was like, yeah, you know, this is a really dumb ticket, and I'm not going to make you pay this.
Okay. So the judge agreed that it was dumb and a waste of everyone's time.
It's an expensive banana, dude.
And can we
bucks.
Send that taxpayer bill back to the cop who gave that to you and made you go to court over the whole... I mean, that is wild.
Yeah, I give him a weird look, like...
Oh, because you still see him because you're in a small town.
Yep.
So she's got to see the damn cop all the time.
Did this cop have a mustache by chance?
No.
Okay. No.
No, if it's the same
one.
All right.
Dude. So she got a ticket for throwing a banana peel out.
But the judge threw it out.
Went to court and the judge threw it out because it was stupid. Now that was just, a cop that was way too happy with
Brianna,
the power that
thanks
day.
For calling in this morning. We appreciate listening.
Yeah. Have a good day.
You too.
Kelly's in Milwaukee on line one.
Kelly, is it littering to throw food like that out of your window, like an apple core or a banana peel?
Well, I don't think so because I've done it with a banana peel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I would be guilty of that.
Yep.
But it's not like I just open my car door and drop it in the middle of the street.
No, that's like Mario Kart. That's bad.
Wait,
right.
So it's how we throw it?
Yeah. It is. It is.
Yes.
You gotta.
Because if you're driving, you roll down the passenger side.
Yep.
And you toss it out the window towards the side.
100%, because you can get the good. You can get a good throw from there. You can get a full extension of the arm, and you launch it. Full extension. And it's already on the, it's going out the passenger side, so it's going away from the road into a ditch or something.
I don't carry this much healthy food in my car ever, so this will never be a problem for me, just for the record. You guys are like, oh, all these apples and bananas in my car.
And you would never throw meat out of a window because that's just silly. Why would you waste meat?
Well, I wouldn't
meat?
Throw meat out. That's just stupid. I mean, why would you waste that?
Would you throw a bone if you were eating wings in your car? Would you throw the bone out the window?
When am I stopping? Am I stopping soon or am I in the car for hours?
No, you're on 43 South and you're going like down to Illinois.
Oh,
you're
well,
not stopping for a while.
I would put it back in the box my wings came in.
You put the bone back in the box? All right.
Wait, somebody texted in, Allie needs to have more respect for cops and keep her shameful comments to herself. Hold the hell up, whoever texted that in.
Yeah.
We're making fun of a cop who gave a 17-year-old a ticket for throwing a banana out the window. When she was 17, she was freaked out. It was unnecessary. And by the way, if you missed the end of the story, the judge laughed and threw the damn case out, too.
Yeah, we're
so
allowed
to... If you're, you want to be great cops, I'm all about that. But abusing, like, your power to just, like, torment people for stupid stuff and send them to court on my dime
pisses me off.
I'll say it today, I'll say it tomorrow, and I'll say it every day of the week.
Should have been a warning, man.
And if you got a problem,
man.
I got nothing else to say. But it's Monday, and you got me fired up now over
about,
this.
Look at this, about refuse.
Right is right, and wrong is wrong. Just because you're a cop doesn't mean you're right all the time. Period. Everyone has the same rules in life, people.
And
okay. I'm done. Ay, ay, ay. Sorry about that, Kelly. I got fired up.
In conclusion, as long as you throw it out the passenger side and you give it a good chuck, you're
sweating
fine.
Now. You're fine. Pissed.
You remember last week when we were talking about broken ice cream machines at McDonald's? Remember that?
The real problems in the world. Yeah. I do, my friend.
Legit
I do.
Problems in the world and how franchise owners were like banding together to get new technology.
Because they felt like they weren't getting good ice cream machines and they were pissed. Yeah.
Well, there's a software engineer who's been super bored during the pandemic because he's working from home and doesn't have as much to do right now. So he built a website that's saving the world and people that want McDonald's ice cream. And it's a brilliant website. It's called McBroken.com. Basically, what he's done is he has set up a program that goes to every McDonald's in the country and it puts in an order for an ice cream cone every 30 minutes. And if it rejects his order, then he reports that machine is broken. And there is a live interactive map that you can go. And I can click it right now.
Wait,
and you can see exactly where the McDonald's is by a little dot.
Oh,
if it is
so you
red,
don't go there?
If it's red, it doesn't have a machine that's working. If it's green, their ice cream machine is working. And I think that's genius.
Oh, it is.
So you can zoom in anywhere in the country. Like, you can zoom in on Milwaukee if you want to. You can zoom in on Chicago if you're in Chicago, wherever you happen to be. And this website tells you in real time if the machines are broken. I think it's a brilliant
innovative
idea.
Innovative, for sure. But I'm just asking myself, if they're going to be broken, just go to the local ice cream shop. Support local.
Right?
I get franchises are local as well. We have franchises that are super local.
Go to Babes in Bayview. Way better. I'd rather go there for ice cream.
I mean, because it's like McDonald's, let them be the burger and fry. You know,
they're not really known for it.
What they own, you know.
But
and,
some people are really passionate about their soft serve at McDonald's.
Yeah, people get really passionate about ice cream at McDonald's, for sure. That's why it's so funny. We act like we don't have ice cream anywhere else. That's kind of what's funny about it when I think it out in full, you know.
Yeah.
But I get it's cheap. It's easy. You pull up. They hand it to you out the window, and it's good. What's to complain about?
People were yelling at this guy on his Twitter account saying, like, you're wasting ice cream, because he said he's ordering one at all these McDonald's every 30 minutes.
But
he's just placing an order for it. He's not actually following through with the order. He's just seeing if it's available.
If it's broken or not.
So...
Can he do this with Diet Coke?
He should
do
it.
Because I have more problems pulling up and they're out of Diet Coke. Can we get a map that tells me if they're out of Diet Coke at the moment?
Better yet, can we get a map of the inept McDonald's that give you regular Coke when you want Diet Coke? And can we track those down? Can we track those guys down, please?
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
This is a perfect example to show anyone of what happens when you do the right thing and what happens when you do the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Because you have two of the exact same situation right next to each other, and you're watching one move on with their life and one not. Now, Felicity Huffman, officially done. She has served the day or whatever in prison she served. She had a couple weeks.
The 45 minutes she was in prison.
It was a waste of prison time to keep her in there. I get that.
She served a day or two, whatever.
She did her 250 hours of community service, and most importantly, she said, I'm guilty. I'm wrong. I broke the law. I did something stupid. Now, Felicity, she's totally done. She can get her passport back. She had all these things. She couldn't work. She had all this stuff that was affecting her life. She's done. Guess who's not done? Lori Loughlin now and her husband have now been sentenced to 5 months in prison. They've got all this community service, and they had claimed they were not guilty for all that time, now having to change that. So you have an example of somebody who's done, moving on with their life. It's over. Probably saved a lot of money because she didn't have to pay lawyers to pretend like she was innocent.
Because she was accountable.
Yes. And then you have the exact same story right next to her of someone who said they weren't guilty. And look at the mess they're still in months later. So I think it's, you got to be kicking yourself if you're Lori Loughlin. Like, I'm so stupid right now. This has been drawn out. I've gotten more attention. People don't like me. Felicity Huffman's done, and I'm just sitting here.
She thought it was a battle of wits or something, because she's not, there's no,
no
way.
No, it's a money thing.
There's
you
no
think you
way.
Have lawyers, and this is the sue happy rich people.
Yeah,
you talk crap about me, you tell me I didn't do something, I'll sue you and I'll win because I have money.
I think she will serve zero jail time. Zero.
Well, she'll
zero.
Serve something be, because Felicity Huffman served a day or two.
I think they'll just put her on house arrest or something.
No.
Yeah, of course.
I think it's a joke that they asked that she got to pick the prison. That was like insane. Could you imagine looking at a criminal and going, what prison would you like to serve in? Like, who says that? What a joke. Like, of your choice?
Right.
LeBron James went off about it, and I didn't blame him. I was
none
like, yeah,
above.
It's a joke. Of your choice? What prison do you want to go of your choice?
That's what you get with those rich entitled white people crimes, man.
Ridiculous.
The white collar crimes. Where would you like to serve your time? Can we find a prison in Cabo, maybe? That'd be
like,
nice.
What is that? So, Felicity Huffman, totally done, can get back to normal life, and Lori Loughlin is screwed. So.
Yeah. So there's a difference between being frugal and being cheap, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you're frugal with things, you're smart, you know, you're financially responsible, mm-hmm. you're trying to save some money in a nice way. Being cheap is just a personality flaw, I think.
I love it how you've decided there's two ways of being cheap, and I'll call one differently, and I'll feel better about it versus, like, what? I need examples.
Like buying generic food products, like Frosted Flakes or Cheerios. I think that's frugal.
Okay.
I don't think that's cheap.
Okay.
I think that's being frugal because, they all taste the same, if you ask me.
Well, they don't, but I agree.
To me, they do.
I've
had generic Cinnamon
like
Toast Crunch.
That's like saying macaroni and cheese tastes the same, and we know it doesn't.
Yes.
So
I haven't tried generic macaroni and cheese, so I couldn't speak on that. I only get the brand names.
Right.
But I think getting a generic version of something, I think that's being frugal, right? But re-gifting something, that's cheap.
Wait, why? That's recycling,
cheap.
My friend.
I think that's cheap.
But you don't want it.
Yeah.
Somebody gave it to you. You didn't ask for it.
But you're not putting any thought into that gift. I think that's being cheap.
It's going to be happier in somebody else's home.
Or maybe they're going to think it's junk too, and now they're going to throw it away.
Are you insulted by people's gifts or what? I am all about the re-gift,
I'd be insulted by a re-gift 100% if I knew it was a re-gift. If I knew it was a re-gift.
Didn't your wife re-gift something to me and I loved it?
Like, yes, but she didn't
say
anything
about
it. And when she did it, it was cheap. And when she did it, it was cheap.
No, it wasn't.
It 100% was. 100% was.
I'm fine with the re-gift, man.
I was 100%. I said she was cheap when she did it. And I go, you're going to re-gift that. And she went, yep. And I went, that's cheap.
Oh, Lord.
I really feel like that's cheap.
I think it's smart. Okay, wait. So frugal is
doing something financially responsible.
And cheap is when you don't out and spend money on
cheap
someone.
Cheap is you know you could do it, but you don't because you're just cheap. You're just cheap about it.
Like you know you could buy them a gift, but you're just being and re-gifting.
Right. Like being cheap would be you're low on soap, so you put water in it. I think that's being cheap. Oh. You could just go and you could get new soap or buy a bar of soap somewhere.
Right. There's a show. You ever seen the Cheapskates show?
Yes. Yeah.
That show, I mean, is so weird. There was a chick cooking lasagna in her dishwasher. I almost want to throw up. I don't know if she was using like the heat. I'm like, this is disgusting. Like, this isn't even rational, okay? You're not even on a smart tip right now showing everyone how you save money. You're crazy. See, if you want to put those people in the way, 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 way cheap, you know?
That would be wasting water to make lasagna, though, where you wouldn't need to waste water to make it in the oven. So that's silly.
It's just gross.
That's just dumb.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What about like not blasting the furnace right now? I think that would be something that's frugal. I don't think you need to blast a furnace right now.
No.
No.
Or ever.
It's not really. it's not that cold out yet.
It's how comfortable.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but Riggs, I have an old house, so it doesn't do the same as yours. It's not easy to decide.
True.
If you have a newer house like yours, then it's going to stay warmer and cooler, vice versa.
And
I don't deal with that.
I only have one story. You've got two to deal with, too. Story.
Oh, story.
One
story.
You got a two-story house.
I have a two-story.
I got a one-story house.
Yeah, it makes a difference.
What about only tipping the minimal amount? Only tipping the bare minimum amount.
I think that's cheap unless they screwed up.
I do too. I think it's incredibly cheap.
I always tip 20% always, and sometimes above that, unless they suck.
All right. So I wanted to see people call and do something they do to save money, and we decide if they're being frugal or cheap.
So they call in, they tell us what they do.
Yeah, what do you do to save some money, cut some corners, to save some cash? Are you being cheap or are you being frugal?
So like I decided to vacuum out my own car at home. Instead of going and paying for it.
That's frugal.
Okay.
I think that's 100%
that's
frugal.
That's normal.
Because that's something you can do on your own.
Okay. What if I wash my car at home to save money?
I think that's frugal too.
See, to me it's just a waste of time.
I think
it's so much quicker.
I think if you go and get your car washed and then you skip out on paying for the vacuum and you don't pay them for the vacuum and you're supposed to somehow, then I think that's being cheap.
It would be the opposite.
That would be being cheap.
I go to use the vacuum and I'm forced to buy a car wash.
Oh, there you go.
You see the problem. The vacuums are free, but heads up, you gotta buy a car wash.
So you call and tell us something you do to save money. We'll tell you, are you being frugal or are you just being a cheapskate?
Oh, we'll tell you.
Yeah, we'll tell you. We'll judge you. It's 103.7 KISS FM. The number you can call or text 414-799-1037. So are you being frugal? Are you just a cheapskate? It's 103.7 KISS FM. I think there's a difference between the two. We were just talking about this.
Yeah. Somebody texted in and said, why isn't it financially responsible to pass on a new item you know would be perfect for someone else versus toss it, donate, or rebuy? They're calling you on the regifting that you said was cheap.
Say, what was it again?
Why isn't it financially responsible to pass on a new item that you know would be perfect for someone else instead of tossing it or donating it? They're saying, why isn't that being financially responsible?
Okay, maybe it's not cheap. Maybe I should have said lazy. Maybe that's a better word for it.
Financially responsible. You're assuming people have money to play with too, Riggs.
Okay,
I've been on both ends of the spectrum where I've had plenty of money in my bank account and no money in my bank account. So I see both sides. It's just a assume people can go buy stuff.
And then if you think it's the perfect gift for someone else, then you're not cheap. You're just lazy. There. I said it. I said what I said. Good morning. Who is this? Chris on the phone? Chris, good morning.
Yes, Chris in Glendale.
You tell us something you do, and we will tell you if you're being frugal or you're being cheap.
All right. Well, I'm calling out my best friend here.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Me and her actually, we both live in Glendale, but we drive to Racine to work every day.
Okay.
Sometimes we carpool. That's frugal, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But she refuses to go over 2,000 RPMs.
What?
I know that's really, really weird.
Does she drive a stick?
I'm confused.
No, she doesn't. But when she pushes on the gas pedal, she's convinced that if you go above 2,000 RPMs, that it wastes gas. So she always tries. So when we go on the highway to work every day, she's putting up and not like pressing the gas to get up to 60 miles at 60 miles an hour.
So she's an annoying driver.
But she does it to save money.
She's thinking, okay.
It sounds like an anxiety OCD thing going on there. I mean, that's, does a, she drive that's
like,
a reach.
Is she driving like a big-ass SUV or something?
I mean, she has like a RAV4, so it's, I mean, it's a small SUV.
Okay, but so you're driving an SUV anyways. You're wasting gas as it is.
I just think it's weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
I don't know if it's frugal or cheap. I think it's freaking weird,
yeah.
Man.
Survey says bizarre.
That's what I'm calling it for. It's strange.
I think it's weird too. I make fun of her literally every time we drive together. And then when she goes to get gas, she, you can press the nozzle or you can set it to pump gas while you walk into the store.
Uh-huh.
She also heard that, like,
which you shouldn't do.
I guess you shouldn't do, but
we all do.
There's different settings, so you can have the gas go faster or a little bit slower. Uh-huh. Putting it in, she heard that if you do pump the gas on the highest setting, that the fumes. It's something about the fumes, about how the
where
gas
is she getting her information? Is she just
know.
Like reading memes on Facebook and being like, oh, okay, 2,000
right?
RPM, that's all I'll do.
She's 100% convinced that she's saving like hundreds of dollars
okay.
a year.
Okay, well.
Hey, if she thinks she's saving money, then let her do it. But,
you tell her the survey still says bizarre.
Bizarre, yeah.
Yeah.
No, is that neither frugal
wait.
Nor cheap?
He can't wait to tell his best friend what Riggs and Allie said today.
Chris. Dude, thanks so much. Thanks so much for calling this morning.
That's thank funny.
You. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Eric.
Somebody texted in before we get to Eric. They said, I hate the cheapskates. They always go out to the bar and they stand at the bar waiting for their friends to order something and never order anything themselves. Like, bro, I just bought 10 rounds. Don't come out if you don't have money.
Yes.
We know people like that.
I do know people like that.
Who won't order and they assume because they know you have more money than them that you should be paying.
Someone else will order.
No.
They'll pay for it. Yeah.
No. That's like a mentality
cheap.
Of like a 19-year-old. Like, if you're still doing that at 30, 40, you got issues.
And that is super cheap, by the way.
Super rude.
Super cheap and very, yeah, disrespectful.
Get
too.
Over good. Yourself.
What up, Eric? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Eric's in Brookfield. What's up?
You tell us something you do. We'll tell you, well, is it cheap or is it frugal? Go ahead.
My neighbor did this summer. He got a quote for landscaping work on cutting down some trees.
Yeah.
Okay.
And instead of, it was thousands, like $10,000.
Oh, geez.
He did it all himself. I thought that was pretty frugal.
Yeah.
Wow. $10,000 and he did it himself?
Yep, he bought a chainsaw and a trailer.
That's what Allie did.
That's what, you know what's funny? I went out and bought a chainsaw, but I don't think I could cut $10,000 worth of trees down. I cut like $1,000 worth of trees over many weeks.
You may have, because you're paying for the convenience of someone else to come out and cut it down and clean it up and haul it out. You're paying for all that. So
wow.
I could easily see you probably saved yourself $5,000 or $6,000, Allie.
What, and all I spent was $100 on a chainsaw, and I got some anger out with the chainsaw.
See?
It worked out for me great.
And that's what Eric's saying. His neighbor has saved that money.
When he says my neighbor has $10,000 worth of trees, I picture the tallest, biggest trees that no person could do alone, but maybe I'm tripping here.
Maybe. So yeah, I think that I would agree. That's frugal.
Yeah.
Eric. Thanks so much for calling in this morning.
You can do it yourself,
you.
Though. Why pay someone $10,000 at the end of the day? I get that.
Yeah.
You know?
Good morning, Megan, who's in West Bend this morning. Megan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Tell us something you do.
Hi.
Is it cheap or is it frugal?
I think it's frugal. Okay. I buy most of my children, so I have a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old. I buy most, especially their designer things like North Face or Adidas, Under Armour, Nike.
Yeah.
I buy them secondhand off buy-sell trades.
Smart.
That's frugal.
Smart.
Total
I mean,
frugal.
The stuff you can find at a Goodwill that people pay.
No, I'm not a fan of the Goodwill.
Oh.
It's too much work.
Oh, I am. Oh, she likes to do it online.
I see.
I want to go pick it up.
Right.
You want it just to come to your front doorstep, right?
Right.
People sell stuff that are like, it's like brand new. And these kids, what do they wear them for? Not even 7 months?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally, because kids grow so damn fast.
I have that issue where I went a year now, almost a year, and without buying my kids clothes, but they're growing. And I'm like, oh, I got to buy more now. You can't get away from it with kids.
So
yeah.
Megan.
It's expensive.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's right.
It's expensive.
Megan, I think 100% frugal. I think that's absolutely frugal. So good for you.
Somebody texted in and said, taking your date to McDonald's and making them order off the dollar menu. It was a first date, by the way. Okay, forget about the dollar menu. If you took me to McDonald's, I would laugh and say, take me home. Are you joking me now?
That's a little bit of both because you're saving money, but it's very
just
cheap, too.
Just no.
Why only the dollar menu? If you're going to go to the dollar menu, let her order whatever she wants.
You took them to McDonald's and then you made them border off. No.
Right. Beggars can't be choosers. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie at almost 10 o'clock now.
Morning.
You can always get our show on demand with the radio.com app. That's right. Your phone is now your radio with the radio.com app. You can listen to like our Turn Back the Clock weekend that starts this Friday at 4 o'clock because it's daylight saving this weekend. We roll back this weekend.
I can't even process that.
Don't forget
that.
About that.
Oh, my gosh.
Halloween night.
On
we'll
a
back
Saturday.
The clock an hour.
Yeah.
But it's the good kind. We get to fall back. The springing forward sucks. But we get the hour back today, this weekend.
Yeah.
Did you learn anything on the show this morning?
Oh, what did I learn about you, Riggs?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would say that Riggs made me make a gratitude list.
I did.
On a Monday morning.
Uh-huh.
And I had a real problem with it.
Yes, you did.
He's like, come on.
You're shooting holes
all in the stuff you're thankful for.
It's really hard to do a gratitude list with Allie on a Monday morning.
I was like, bruh, really?
Uh-huh.
He's like, you have two healthy kids. I'm like, yeah, well, they were being jerks today. He's
right?
Like,
but they're healthy.
You have a house. I'm like, yeah, well, something's broken. Like,
look
no
at me.
Matter what he said,
I am Mr. Brightside, all right? I want to try to get you to find the silver linings in life. That's how I operate.
It's about perspective.
It
I do believe that.
And you were saying how you need perspective sometimes.
Yeah.
You want to see somebody that's
like.
You need to see somebody that's struggling to know how good you have it sometimes.
I can't just make a gratitude list without seeing how good I have it. I need to look at a friend who has a sick kid or who lost a child, and then I go, wait, I'm really lucky to have two healthy kids.
Yeah.
Forget about that they're a pain in the ass. They're really healthy, and I'm lucky. Those are the moments that give me perspective.
Hey, man,
you know what I mean?
I was just doing what Oprah says, man. Oprah loves to make a gratitude list. So
Oprah's all about wellness.
Uh-huh. So am I, and so are we. I learned something about you this morning.
Yeah?
That you had no unearthly idea that the World Series was happening, still going on. Which, in fairness, nobody really cares about it anymore since the Brewers got knocked out.
It almost scared me on the guide. I thought I was time traveling. I went, what do you mean the World Series is on?
Yeah.
I sat down in front of the TV and I just blew my mind. The World Series is on, has been on, and I wouldn't even, if you had said that to me, I would have laughed.
Yep, World Series. And it's the LA, the Los Angeles Dodgers versus the Tampa Bay Rays.
Oh.
Not the Milwaukee Brewers, so who cares?
I wish I cared.
I do, too.
I don't.
103.7 Kiss FM. Commercial-free hours. We do them all day, every day.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.